Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. Surrender is simply doing God's will, His way, all the time. I'm so excited that you're back in again on this Monday, listening to the Surrender Break Room. We are excited to have you here. And I said we, because you know who I have today. Again, Dr. Sundra Rice, and you know it is going to be off the chain today. So welcome. Come on in. This is the Surrender Break Room. This is a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. So I'm so excited again that you're here, that we're talking, that we're chatting, and we are continuing our segment from last time. So you will remember that I had Dr. Rice here and we were talking about necessary endings, but the topic is so juicy and so packed with information that we couldn't just do a part one. We definitely had to continue the conversation in a part two. So let me welcome my guest, Dr. Sundra Rice. You all know her already. She's been with us. It's our fourth session, so she needs no introduction. But let me introduce her so her and I both can recap for you what we did last time. Welcome, Dr. Rice. How are you today?
I am great, Dr. Celeste. How are you?
I'm so good. And I'm so glad you're here because this necessary endings is serious business.
Yes.
Yeah, serious business. And we got so much feedback from people in tears even from hearing this conversation. Exactly. Because one of the hardest things to do as a leader is to transition. You get a you get a flow, you get a groove, and you're going to stay right here. That's human nature, to stay in a comfort zone. But no, God is a God of relevance. God is a God of movement a lot of times. So,
and sometimes you don't expect things to end, Dr. Celeste. You don't expect something to end when you're in, like you said, when you're in that flow, you you think it's going to go on forever, but that is actually not how life generally happens. And I don't think that we're taught about that enough. I don't think we have enough tools. So I think today is going to be a great day that we're going to share some tools today, share some strategies and some information to help the leaders, those who are in this break room today, really get a feel for possibly where they are in the realm of change and all things transition that we all go through.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't want to make the assumption that everybody knows you, because we do have some new people today, I'm sure. So would you go ahead and tell people just a little bit about what you have done, what you're doing now, and particularly around this topic and why you are showing up as an expert for us in this area?
Sure. So I, my background for just about 25 years has been in real estate development and construction, consulting, all things consulting, business consulting. I have a doctorate in organizational leadership, and my whole premise of what I do around leaders and consulting is helping organizations and leaders excel and be well. That is my goal, my topic. So that's what I've been doing. And as we talked in our last session, I had some necessary endings when I had been in a business for a long period of time, actually about 20 years. And then I was, sensing that shift of, there's something greater, there's something else. And it was a really difficult time. And you walked with me through that, Dr. Celeste. It was a really difficult time. And I appreciate you, Dr. Celeste, because as our listeners know, Dr. Celeste is a trained psychologist. She is a trauma specialist.
Yeah.
I mean, so she knows how to deal when you're going through transition, trauma. And she was right there to walk with me when I was ending, what I thought would go on forever, which was one of my largest companies at the time.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's kind of where I have an expertise, because I've had to do some necessary things. I had to live it.
We both have. You're right. Exactly. Not only do you have the expertise, you also the knowledge school-based wise, but you also, again, had to live it. So that's what makes it so much more credible. The people are, okay, you've done it. You walked this walk. Okay, I can listen. So last time, let me just recap a little bit. Last time you shared your story of ending. So you all, if you missed that story, go back to part one of this. It's right there in our Elite Conversations rooms. You can go back and listen to part one of Necessary Endings, where Dr. Sundra shared her story of ending. And then we also discussed how, and I think we just kind of hinted on this as well, that change is inevitable. Change is inevitable.
It's inevitable.
In nature, the seasons change, summer, winter, fall, spring. So they change as well. So it's inevitable.
And we must stay open to the change. And then lastly, another point that we made, and Dr. Rice might comment too, life changes, and we've got to know how to move. God is a God of relevance. He is seeking to keep us current, not only just because we look good and we succeed, yes, we do, but we also become a witness and we win souls for Christ. So we want to make sure that we are staying relevant and that we are staying in God's flow. What would you add to that, if anything, about recapping from last time?
Yeah, I love what you just said about a change is inevitable. And if we can just grasp that and understand that, I think it would make it easier, more palatable, especially when we have to make the big changes. You know, sometimes we make the little changes and we're good with those things. But when we start making, like you said, life changes or career changes or, you know, ministry changes, whatever, however that looks or shows up for you, it's important to realize that change is inevitable. Endings are necessary and they are necessary for the purpose of the new beginning. So today, you know, we're going to talk about that because we want you to have an understanding again of what happens during those stages of transition, of change, because it's inevitable. So if we know kind of what to expect or what's happening, you know, that makes it, to me, us able to deal with it, you know, effectively.
Yeah. To know the truth. The truth makes us free. And the truth is today, change is inevitable. You just got to step up to the plate and really do it. Can't bury your head in the sand. So we want to talk today theory, because we both are trained in our areas of expertise. And one of the things that Dr. Sandra has learned in her getting her PhD in her doctorate in transformational leadership. No.
Yes.
What did you get your doctorate in?
There we go.
Organizational leadership is that transition theory. So she did a lot of study around transition theory. William Bridges, in fact, she did. So introduce that to us today, because we're going to talk about three steps of change or effective strategies that our leaders can use. So tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So, yeah. So, that was a really huge part of my study during my doctoral dissertation and my academic studies, you know, getting my doctorate. I really looked at leadership change and what happens in the lives of leaders and organizations. And one of the theorists that I highlighted a lot in my work and my writings was William Bridges. And he is an amazing, he deals with all things change and transition theory. His book it's kind of clinical, but if you do want to get it, it's called Managing Transitions. Great book, but he talks about the three stages of transition. And I know the first stage, which we're going to introduce now, is letting go, that stage of letting go, the stage of letting go of the old place or the old paradigm or the old organization or that old, that old place. The second stage is the neutral zone, because then we enter into, when we're letting go of something, we often enter a neutral zone, which we have to talk about, because that's a tough one, because you're neither here nor there. You're not in the old, but you're also not quite in the beginning yet. You're coming into the new place. And then, of course, the third phase of that, or stage of that, is the new place, or that new beginning, that new place. So there are three stages or phases of transition, which would be the letting go of the old, the neutral zone, and then, you know, coming into that new place.
So for the next couple of minutes before we take our first break, let's jump and dive right into that first phase, which is, again, letting go of the past. Oh my goodness, we probably could stick a pin right there for a good long time, because that is so challenging. Because again, as humans, we are creatures of habit. We like things to be predictable. We like things to go the way we anticipate them going each day. But letting go of the past is absolutely necessary if you're going to walk out this walk into a new season and transition into your, what do you say on your CD, Confessions of an Incredible Life, into your glorious, amazing future, something like that.
Yes,
you said.
Your glorious, eternal now.
Now?
Glorious, eternal
now. Oh my goodness, it's taking me back. Yes. You guys, I told you, ever since we've been speaking with Dr. Sunger, that some years ago, I religiously listened to her CD, Confessions of an Incredible Life, over and over again as I walked, ran, jogged, and it just got in my spirit. And that's what those glorious now. Man, I used to love that. That would make me go into a jog. But it's the truth. You've got to let go of your past if you're going to get into your glorious, fabulous now.
Yes.
I've had to let go of the past. You talked about it last time about closing your company. That was letting go of the past. That was the what had been already.
Yes. Yeah, so, and you know, we have to recognize, I think, sometimes recognize that when the termination and the conclusion of something. And that's that first stage of transition theory, letting go of the old, letting go of the past, understanding there's a termination, there's a conclusion of something, there is a finishing season. And this is something that, and you realize I'm in this stage, I have to make some decisions and I have to, you know, let go, however that shows up for you, but it is a letting go of the old.
And I had to do that. Absolutely. I had to do that. Even in being able to write the 40-day surrender fast, I had to let go of what was old. I was in private practice. I was on a national speaking platform. I was ministry leader at my church. I had to let go of all of those wonderful things that fed me, that made me feel purposeful in the world, to be able to embrace something new. I didn't know I was walking into an opportunity to write a book that would change lives, not only in my generation, but really it's going to outlive me. Had no clue that was available to me, but it would not have been if I had not let go of the past, like you're talking about in this first stage, letting go so that you could move into what needs to happen. And yeah, it's just so important that that's the first stage. If you could just get past that, you could get to this next stage that we're going to talk about, this neutral zone. And some of you have already let go and you're already in phase two. So we're going to take a break real quick, you guys. Make a couple of announcements, but don't go anywhere because we're going to be back and we can't wait to share with you guys this next stage, this neutral zone, because some of you are there right now. You're on bated breath waiting for us to say, how do I manage this space? So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, y'all.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett Jones. Welcome to my new podcast. It's called Taking the Lead, Be the First on Your Chain of Command. The show will be airing at 7 o'clock on Thursday. This show is for first responders and military service members who are looking to transition in careers. The show will air 7 o'clock every Thursday. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Greetings, this is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast, we are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at surrenderfast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Celeste Owens. Welcome back to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I hope, leaders, that you're getting something out of today. We are on part two of our topic, Necessary Endings. I, again, have with me the fabulous Dr. Sundra Rice, who is no stranger to our show. This is our fourth time together, you guys, in our summer series, and we're talking about how you live your incredible life. And you cannot live your incredible life if you don't know how to end things that need to be ended. So right before the break, we talked about transition theory. And really, transition theory is just us giving you some effective strategies for moving into your next. That's what it really is. And transition theory, three stages of that. The first one we already talked about, letting go of the past, letting go. Now we're moving into the second step to this, and it's the neutral zone. Could you share, Dr. Sundra, a little bit about what that means, this whole neutral zone space that we get in?
Yes, yes. So this I would say the neutral zone is probably one of the toughest places to be after you you know, make that decision. And after you, mm-hmm. you know, to let go, to move on, to get ready to embrace your new, because before you get to, after you let go and you conclude, you know, whatever it is you're concluding, and before you move into the new beginning, you're in a certain space. And what in transition theory, or, you know, in, as far as the stages of transition, William Bridges notes that as this is the neutral zone. This is tough because you're neither, what I call neither here nor there. You're not in the old, but you're not in the new, you know, so you're just kind of, you know, so it really is a psychological construct that I think leaders, it's important for leaders to be able to understand that, okay, and it's okay to be here because there is a time and space and a healing that happens in that neutral zone when you can sit with, you know, looking at, okay, yes, I just ended something perhaps major, but I'm getting ready to move into this new place. And I'm now having to learn how to, you know, I may have been walking before and now I have wings. So I'm a different person. I'm learning to fly now. I've been walking, but now I'm learning to fly, you know? So it's a different way of living. You're coming into learning about the new process and the new way of being. You know, it's a book that, you know, you and I have both read over the years, and I'm sure some of the listeners have read Who Moved My Cheese? So it's a great book it's by Dr. Spencer Johnson. It's a great book to get because it talks about all things, you know, kind of neutral zone, the transition one, talks about when that, oh, it takes 2 hours to read this book too. So it's a great business book. And it's not just a business book, but I think it's for personal leadership as well as, you know, in your organization. But again, it talks a lot about how you know, when you're leaving one place and you're in the midst of all these decisions about should I move forward? How can I move forward? Did I make a mistake? You know, you're dealing with all those things because you're questioning that time and space. But it's so important to embrace that neutral zone, you know, and not try to move too fast into the new beginning because that will unfold. You want to say something about that, Dr. Celeste? Because I know you and I both walked through that.
We both have walked through that. And that's such a great point. Don't rush the process. The whole point is to be in God's flow, to really go in that flow. And that in our society, at least Western culture, we're always in a rush. We become human doings instead of human beings. And really the neutral zone is not anything about being a human doing. It is really about being still.
Right.
And not concentrated, but really being still and listening. That's a better word. Listening for the voice
and
of God.
And Dr. Celeste, surrender. That's your topic. The neutral zone is about surrender. It's about surrendering the old and also surrendering to the new. It's like a double whammy of surrender.
Right? You let go of the old, you surrender, and then you got to surrender to what the new will look like. Because the new might not show up the way you thought. Because when I left everything in 2010, we're a decade out now, you guys. So I can look back 10 years ago and say, wow, how scary the neutral zone was. I left and actually expect God to show up right away. I thought January 1st when I came home, January 2nd at the latest, he was going to have his whole plan laid out. Like, what? No, I had to surrender. I had to be in a really... a neutral place where I had no identity, almost felt like. It felt like I had lost all identity. Because I heard you say this before, Dr. Sandra. The neutral zone is your place of becoming. And I was becoming.
Yes.
And God was making me ready to write the 40-day surrender fast, which was not written until September of October of that year. We're talking 9 months later. Actually, that month of birth, 9 months later when God wrote that through me. But I had to be still. I had to wait. And what's the word? We had to surrender. You've been there too. Had to surrender in that neutral zone.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Letting go of that
and
old identity. Yeah, because you're letting go of that old identity. And there is a new identity forming. There is a metamorphosis happening. There's a transition. You know, you're not the caterpillar anymore. Now you're becoming. And again, I love what you said in the beginning about becoming relevant. And God always, he's always all things relevant because the leaving the old is not indicative of bad. And sometimes it feels that way, but it's because there is a beautiful, I'm going to use this metaphor, butterfly that is waiting in the wings that is being developed. Mm-hmm. So there is a new identity that is emerging. There is a new place that is emerging. when we're in that transition there. We're transitioning to a greater place.
I love that. And you know, one other thing before we move on to our next stage, is for us to think about too. So much of our identity sometimes is tied into what we did in the past, that we have a hard time letting it go and even being effective in the neutral zone because our identity became all of what we did. I am all of that business that I just let go. I'm all of that speaking engagement I just let go. And if I don't have those things, I'm a nobody. And that's what the neutral zone made me show up to realize, that I thought I was a nobody without those activities. You've experienced that as well?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I experienced that, and I really realized that. And I think I talked about it in the last podcast when I took a year off from my business a few years before I ended that company. And I did a 1-year sabbatical. And when I did that sabbatical, it was really my neutral zone, because that's when I realized that I was not my business. Because actually, Dr. Celeste, to your point, I actually didn't even realize. Unconscious, but I actually thought I was my business. Everything was around my business. It was my identity. But God was saying, no, it's actually not who you are. You are a person. You are a woman. I was really learning in that neutral zone who I was. And that's why I think this podcast is so important, because we're really not talking about organizations. We're talking to all the leader, the personal. We're talking to you as a person, you know, and I had to understand, I'm not my organization. I'm not, even though it's incredible, it's successful, it's whatever, the good, bad, the ugly, I'm not that. I am, and there is also a new identity that is forming. So yes, in that neutral zone, it was a great time of healing for me, you know, preparation for the next place. But that time of just sitting back and saying, no, you know, I'm not that identity. And it made me look at, what is my identity? And that's confronting. And that's a confronting place.
And you know what? And staying right there, let's go to stage three, because that is what is my identity. And when you really are able to answer that question, that's where stage three, this new beginning, this new identity emerges, because then you realize your identity is not tied up in what you do. And I think that was a big revelation for me, as you, that I thought I was what I did. But when it came down to it, the core of me is a being that was created in the image of God to do some amazing, incredible things, to live an incredible life. And it didn't have anything to do with what I was doing. It really was all about who I was at the core. And at my core, I'm a spirit, and I'm created in His image. And I am unstoppable, and I have infinite possibilities laying inside of me. It didn't matter if I wasn't operating as a psychologist anymore. My new beginning was, I was going to show up as this being created by God that was here to do something extraordinary, no matter the vehicle. And I think that's what gets so hard about moving past, because we think the vehicle is who we are, and we're not that vehicle. We're actually a spirit that is a free agent here in this world doing some amazing things. That's stage three. What would you say about that for people, that new beginning, that new identity?
Yeah, so that stage three is stage three of transition theory is the new beginning. It's when you're coming into the new, you're coming into the new place, and you're opening and you're embracing. And I love what you said about the, you know, how you begin to, you know, embrace that in terms of, you know, who am I now? And, and to me, when you talk about being a, you know, that, you know, that spirit being and that infinite, having an infinite wisdom and infinite intelligence, when you start moving into this realm, you start letting go of limitations. So it's like you're no longer limited by the old place, you know, because the old place had a stop. The old place had a conclusion. It had a finish. But now in the new place, you realize, wow, look at all these opportunities. Wow, because you're open. You're in a new place. You see things that you could not see. Because and you talked about the scripture on our last podcast and with Joshua. I mean, there he had to end some things before he can move into that place of promise. And that's where the new beginning represents the new opportunities, the infinite possibilities, the new development, you know, all things, all, to me, all things infinite. And it just puts you in a bigger space and place where you can create more. If you're an entrepreneur or you're an organization, you can create, you can take advantage of bigger opportunities. Your capacity is generally larger because you're a different, you know, your mindset is different. You're able to, you've had, you know, great experiences, but now you can add so much to that because of who you are. And so that to me, that represents really moving into that place of the incredible life, moving into the infinite possibility of who you could be, you know, where the sky is like the sky is the limit.
Love that. Absolutely. You hit it right on the head. That's exactly what ends up happening in this stage three, that you realize the possibilities that are like, oh my goodness, I have that. You know, I've had a limited kind of way of thinking about things, but when I learned that I could let go and actually walk into something new, something fabulous and amazing, and I could survive, and not only survive, I could thrive, all of a sudden other things you could shake off too. Like, look at that. I think you said that too, Dr. Sandra. There were some small things you start with and get the big thing. And once you do the big thing, you're like, there's nothing that could stop me now. This is a land of surrender.
Absolutely, the land of surrender.
Land of surrender, exactly. So we're going to be right back, you all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and conclude, and hoping that you're getting some amazing tips from this. And again, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Hello, you all. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and this, of course, is the Surrender Break Room. You've been listening for a little bit today, and I'm so excited that you decided to come and be a part of this conversation with Dr. Sandra Rice and I. And we've been talking today about necessary endings. This has been our part two. Of course, if you missed part one, you can go right back and re-listen to the podcast. We hope you are getting something major out of this today. This is something that we've had to live over and over again, actually, because endings are inevitable, and they are a necessary part of growth in life. So we're just so excited you, again, have been a part of this conversation. We talked today. Would you outline again today just those 3 points that we made, Dr. Sandra, about transition theory?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we focused today on transition theory, which is a theory that I studied, and also Dr. Celeste, by one of the leadership experts, William Bridges, and he wrote an amazing book called Managing Transition. So the three stages of transition are, number one, letting go of the past or the old. The second stage of transition is the neutral zone. And then the third stage is that new beginning phase when you establish the new identity.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are the three stages. I don't know where you are in your stages, or if you are encountering a new beginning after you've done so many other ones as well. But wherever you are, these are the stages that you can go through, and these are the areas in which you can cry out to God for his strength, be dependent on him. You have to be fully dependent on him, as Joshua was in the book of Joshua, as he moved the children of Israel into the promised land. You got some people you need to move into a promised land. There's some people waiting on you. I just want to urge you to know that this is not just simply about you. Life is so totally not just about you. But there are some people that are waiting in your new beginning, waiting for you to show up. Waiting for you to show up. And when you show up, oh my goodness, the amazing work that you'll be able to do. As we conclude, Dr. Sandra, Are you glad you showed up? I'm really serious. Are you glad? Have you seen some great benefits of you just making what you talked about last time, shutting down your business? Have you seen God really show up in some amazing ways for you?
Let me tell you, I wish we had another segment to talk about that.
Exactly.
Because I'm telling you, it has been so incredible. I have, you know, we talk about living the incredible life, and you know, I do all things incredible life, and with, you know, the CD and my other companies,
yeah.
But really, it really actually opened the door for me to begin living the incredible life, Dr. Celeste. And it has opened up new and amazing things that it's almost at some points unbelievable. But yes, I'm so glad that I obeyed. It was tough, but I'm so glad that I did make the transition into where I am today.
Wow. And that's it. That's it, you all. You see, she's living without regret. We talked about that probably about a couple of segments ago, because she was willing to show up in a scary place and trust God that he had an amazing plan. Same for me. A decade ago, I left everything, came home, ended up writing the 40-day surrender fast, which now is in 10 years of existence. It's not going anywhere. We sold over 20,000 copies. It's been translated into various languages. We get the amazing opportunity to travel the world teaching the philosophy of surrender, all because I surrendered. That's the whole point, that I let go of a necessary ending and I walked into my beautiful, glorious now. And we're here.
Yes.
We're here. We've shown
we
up
are here.
In our
we
own lives.
Here.
I'm actually quoting Dr. Sandra Rice. Her CD is the Confessions of an Incredible Life. You can get it on iTunes or wherever audio music is sold. Make sure you get a copy. It actually changed my life. Again, it's Confessions of an Incredible Life by Dr. Sandra Rice. Tell them how they can stay in touch with you as well.
Sure, absolutely. You can get in touch with me on social media, on Facebook or Instagram, and you can just look up Sandra Rice. And my name is spelled a little differently, SundraRyce. Or you can email me at srice, R-Y-C-E, at ricedevelopment.com. Would love to hear from
you. Yeah, absolutely. So this is so awesome. Thank you again for being with us. You all, our time is winding down. We only have Dr. Sandra Rice for our summer series. Two more sessions in our summer series. So we can't wait to come and really share some things with you that God has placed on our heart. Again, thank you, Dr. Sandra, for hanging out with me today. It's been a phenomenal experience. Yeah. And you all, make sure you stay in touch. I can be reached at drcelesteowens.com. We got a couple of great opportunities coming up for you, so make sure you catch us there. And once again, go and live your fabulous, incredible life, and make sure you catch us again next week in the Surrender Break Room. Can't wait to have you hanging out with me again next Monday. Be blessed, you all. Love you much.